Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So deaf.
Have another great show planned for you today. Just a quick update, though. Global14.com is still making updates to the site. We really appreciate your patience. But that being said, if you aren't on Global14.com, this is what you are missing. Global 14 and 14, the meet and greet, takes off October 30th through November 12th. You don't want to miss this. Here we go with the stuttering and shit. Anyways, you don't want to miss this. This is a promise. Like, I promise you guys, if you miss this meet and greet, you're going to hear about it, and you're going to be really upset with yourself. So check global14.com for updates. Once again, where in the world is JD this week? Don't forget, October 15th, catch JD and the Brat at the Armani Supper Club in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tonight, you guys, I'm really excited about tonight's guest. Silk the Shocker will be dropping by, so stay tuned for that. All right, so let's get into these quickies for the day. RIM apologizes for the BlackBerry outage. They won't say how many people were affected across the globe, but I'm sure somebody's ass got fired. This shit wasn't even funny to me. I'm not going to say I'm trying to switch to the iPhone, but I'm just going to let y'all know, BlackBerry, I'm not happy with y'all. Y'all messing up my money. So, anyway, did you guys know, I just saw this on the internet, did you guys know Steel Magnolias, which is a classic film, anybody's ever seen it, it's a classic film, really, really good film, is getting a remake with an all-black cast, courtesy of Lifetime? I mean, I'm not going to say I don't like Lifetime movies, but let me just say this. Some shit you just need to leave alone. I don't think they should touch that movie. People, like, leave that movie where it is. I can't imagine it's on Lifetime. So, you know, they're going to get us some old bootleg actors and actresses, whatever. So I'm not even, like, looking forward to it, but it just amazed me that they would even try to do that. So anyway, moving along. Who said Obama is not running for president again? I know I saw some articles on that say Obama may not run, but let me tell you something. I know not everyone wants to see him reelected, but I love my president. I can't help it. The Obama reelection campaign raised $42.8 million in the period running from July through the end of September. What do you think, Jeezy?
You know, I think this is really good. I do support him. I honestly think people don't give him enough credit. He's trying to fix a huge mess. And, you know, for a president to actually do something, he needs to have both terms, all 8 years. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this goes, and I give him credit for running again.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. This is going to be a pretty good race. They have some hopefuls, some Republican hopefuls out there. Anyways, let's get off of that. I love my president. So we'll see what happens with that one. All right, you guys. Another interesting article. Civil rights activist Michelle Alexander says more black men are behind bars or under the watch of the criminal justice system than there were enslaved in 1850. That is a huge freaking statement to make. In her book, The New Jim Crow, she provides facts and stats on drug laws. Although crime rates have, you know, kind of dipped in recent years, the number of African-American men who are incarcerated has, like, skyrocketed. She says most of the increase is due to the war on drugs and war waged almost exclusively and Poor Communities of Color. Should be a good book to read. I mean, I'm sure people have something to say about that too, but it should be a good book to read. Lifers, check it out. The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander. All right, so here's a funny story. A bartender in Seattle received some advice instead of a tip. You should lose a few pounds. That shit is rude as hell. She was pissed, so she ended up taking a picture and posting the man's name on her Facebook. But come to find out, it was the wrong damn dude. Like, I tell you, Facebook is dangerous, man. You can get somebody killed for stuff like this. Me, personally, I always make it a point to tip. I tip at least 15% no matter what. Like, I don't even care if I spent $8. I'm always going to – I always over-tip. But I don't know. What do you tip, Jeezy?
Me? I always make a point to tip because, I mean, I can't really say I've went into a bar and had to worry about tipping the bartender, but, I mean, as far as restaurants goes, as long as they do their job and they don't screw and dick around, I always tip them. If they do a half-assed shitty job, then I don't think you really earned it.
Right,
I know you're supposed
right.
to tip, but, I mean, it's your job. Don't come to me and ask me if I need a refill once and then expect I'm fine the rest of the time.
They just leave you sitting there?
Yeah, that pisses me off, especially when you're paying, you know, you got you and your family, and there's about six tables just filled in the family room, and they come to you once, oh, do you want a refill? Yeah, I'd actually want a refill, too, and when's my food coming?
Hilarious,
I don't try to sound
man.
Shitty or anything, but, I mean, when they take forever, you know, they don't deserve a tip.
No, I agree with you. There are some pretty bad waitresses out there, but there's some people that are actually, they take pride in their job, and, I mean, some of them still don't get tips. So I'm with you. I can agree with you on that. All right, so another good story. Occupy Wall Street protesters the other day decided to protest. Here we go with this shit. What is going on this week, man? So Occupy Wall Street protesters decided to protest the homes of billionaires. And due to them not having a permit, they decided to walk two by two to avoid blocking pedestrians. Yo, that was smart. But, you know, I really hope no one gets hurt, which reminds me also, you know, to a lot of the protesters out there, you know, clean up after yourself. The damn mayor had to come out there and order the park to be clean, and it's supposed to start on Friday, but come on, you guys. Like, I mean, you know, people don't want you guys out there, but at least try to keep the area clean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I would hate to see something like this. I mean, something petty like glittering, I think what they're doing is stands for something amazing, and for them to go and ruin it because they can't pick up their own damn trash, I think that'd be a shame for them to have to stop doing what they're doing because they're too damn lazy.
Yeah, I would hate for that too as well. All right, so I'm not a Glee fan, so shoot me now. But I just saw this story which said the third season debuted last night and it was down 32% in the ratings, yo. Compared to last year's premiere episode, I guess it was like 8.9 million viewers tuning in Tuesday night. I've never had an interest in Glee myself. I don't know, Ryan, Jeezy, do you even watch Glee, or do the people around you watch Glee?
I know very few people that watch Glee. I think musicals like that are just kind of corny and shouldn't be on TV. But, I mean, if that's your show, that's your show. If I was an actor on that show, I'd definitely be calling my agent and hooking up with some casting directors because 32%, that went down to shit.
Right. Somewhere, someone is about to slight. No, let me not say that on air. Anyway, how would you feel? This is a really, really crazy story. How would you guys feel about unsupervised parole lease? No, unsupervised parole for released inmates. This is a crazy story. In Seattle, if state lawmakers agree to drastically cut, like, all these different budget cuts for the State Department of Corrections, I mean, like, one of the cuts, under one proposal, roughly 12,000 of the 17,000 felons now supervised in the state would most likely go unsupervised upon release from prison. Like, you guys, 12,000 out of 17,000. Who in the hell would approve this shit? God, man, what the hell is going on?
That's messed up. I just don't get how they're going to let all these people out and leave them unsupervised. Like, I mean,
yeah,
they screwed up. That's why they screwed up. That's why they're in there in the first place.
Right.
So why? Let's just let them off the hook easy. That's just bullshit, really.
Yeah. It's not. Oh, they're picking and choosing. Those are rapists, murderers, and whoever else you can throw in that pot are pretty much a part of that. So I hope that that doesn't pass, because if it does, it's going to get really crazy, really, really crazy. So, all right, if any of you have any comments on our quickies today, call in now. We would love to hear from you, 760-913-4119. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we will get back to our news for the day.
I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me. Here we go.
I'm melting like butter on toast. Ain't nothing in this world I want more than you right here tonight. I wanna see the moon in your eyes.
So I
need you to hold me like a red dollar bill.
Won't ya?
Come take control and give me something to feel.
Oh,
I won't complain, I'll let you do what you please. Cause I'm coming apart at the seams, oh boy.
You got me 102 degrees. For the way you touching me, I'm past the boiling point.
Welcome back, lifers. If you just tuned in, we just finished going over our quickies for the day. Now we're getting ready to talk about good old Mr. Conrad. All right, so sleep expert Dr. I don't know how to say his name, so we just going to say Dr. Nada. That's his new name for right now. All right, told prosecutors today that Conrad pretty much used MJ as his own personal guinea pig. Yo. I don't know why people don't understand that. I hate that he might only get 4 years, but you guys, everyone that jumped on that stand has said Conrad failed. Conrad failed MJ. All right, so then what was crazy is his Conrad's team cited and mentioned a Taiwan research study today from 2010 with 64 patients with insomnia were successfully treated with propofol. All right, so you know our man, Miss Dr. Nada, said, look, homie, that study took place after MJ's death. Guess what? You are the weakest link, bitch. Don't come over here trying to, man, he tried to get with Dr. Nada and try to cite some different study. It's a research study. You got shot all the way to hell down, homie.
I don't understand how Conrad, out of his damn mind, would ever think about trying something that nobody knows how it's going to work on Michael Jackson. That huge person, and he tried something that, you know, he might have heard about they were going to perform this study, but he obviously didn't know what the hell it was going to do. He was going out a complete win.
Right.
I don't even understand how they're giving him a chance to fight this case, honestly.
Yeah, well, that's funny that you said that. because did you know prosecution almost didn't file to try the case until they heard Conrad's interview? Yo, I told you guys, Conrad is a fucking loser, man. Like, what more do you guys need? This man is guilty.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no way he's going away innocent. I mean, if anybody would vote for, if the jury would somehow vote for him to be innocent out of their mind, I think each of them would have to mentally be evaluated because this is all absurd.
Yeah, man. This is crazy. Real
I know.
Crazy.
The only way...
Go ahead. Finish.
The only way Conrad Murray is going to, might end up innocent is if they get Casey Anthony's jury. That's the only way I see that coming out.
Right, right. All right, guys, look, if you're listening, please call in. Let us know how you feel about this. Should he get more time? 760-913-4119. I think this is bullshit. I'm just going to say he killed MJ. He made so many dumb mistakes, Jeezy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he sleeps at night, honestly. Maybe he needs to try his own trials.
Right. Crazy. Every expert, like I said, every expert witness that has sat on the stand has said Conrad just pretty much failed and he could have saved MJ. You know, only thing I could do is sit here and shake my head. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't even know why it's being, you know, why it's being tried. But then, like prosecution said, like, once they heard his interview with the detectives, it was like, okay, yeah, this is not right. So, once again, tell us how you feel about the Conrad. How about Conrad getting only, you know, 4 years? I know it's not set in stone, but, you know, some of the reports are saying, like, that's probably what he's going to end up getting. So, call in now. Do you think Conrad should get more time? 760-913-4119. All right, you guys, let's get into the topic of the night, okay? Would you date someone who abused drugs? Or let's just say this, who abused drugs or abuses drugs? Now, some people don't think marijuana is drugs. Some people do. Some people don't. But what inspired this topic for tonight, Lifer Beats for Days, he posted in the dating and relationship group, could you exist in a relationship where your partner gets high and you don't? What do you think, Jeezy?
Me? No, personally, because I don't know, me. I think, I just be like, why do you have to be like that all the time? Like, is your life that bad that you constantly have to be high? I think that's just ridiculous. I've seen a girl, and she dated a guy, and he had to be one of the biggest dealers, biggest potheads that I've ever known. And she stayed with him, and I was like, does that not bother you that he's always stoned when you're with him? And she was like, oh, no, not really. And, I mean, this girl, she was smart. She's very educated. She never smoked. And I'm just like, what are you doing? How's that not getting annoying?
It is annoying to me. I agree with you on that. I used to be really, really bad about even dealing with people at all. Like, you couldn't even be – I didn't even want to be around you as a person, period, if you smoke weed or whatever you want to call it. But you know, I know some people that do it, and they probably do it maybe once or twice a year. And, I mean, I don't – if that's all you do, that's all you do. I don't – you know, I can't judge people off of that part. But, however, you know, I hate the smell of cigarette smoke. And weed – I don't like that smell either. So having the – you know, walk up on somebody and their whole body smells like that, that really bothers me. I don't know. Those that smoke every day I think is very annoying, and I think it's disgusting as well. So my other question is, would you still date someone if you found out they were still on drugs? Let's say you were in a relationship with them, Jeezy, and you found out, like, okay, they might have said, you know what, I experimented with drugs a long time ago, but then, you know, maybe a couple months down the line, you were like, you found out, like, they're still a fucking drug addict.
You know, that's really hard. If I knew that they were a drug addict, I try to help them get off, because if I was able to stay with somebody that long, you're obviously going to, I mean, I don't know how long specifically you would be going out with them or dating them, but if it had been a while and you had had that connection there, I mean, I feel like if you really cared about them, you would truly try to get them off.
Right.
But that's a hard call, because depending on really what they did. Now, if they were like shooting up heroin, I would not be able to sleep at night and let them just continue. I'd have to go get them help. I wouldn't be able to sleep and just know what they're doing, that they're killing themselves doing something hard like that, or they're a cocaine addict or something.
Right.
Because that's just not cool. But at the same time, I don't want to put up with your shit when you're blowing all your money on drugs to get high. Like, find something better to do. Enjoy life.
Right.
That's just a really hard call.
Yeah, it is. Even if, you know, even the other thing is finding out someone was, like, straight up, like, pookie from New Jack City and they're a recovering drug addict. Like, if you found out they were that type of drug addict, you know, I mean, could you date someone like that? That is actually they've been sober. Let's put some time on it. If they were sober for like over a year, but they told you straight up, like, I was on the street, cracked out, crack hole, everything. Like, could you? And then when you see them now, they've improved. They look a whole lot better. They look dateable. Put it that way. Would you still date them knowing that they were that person?
I mean, me personally, yeah. I'm honestly not a very judgmental person. So, I mean, if I seen that somebody made that effort and they cared that much about themselves, if they're like a straight-up crack whore, I'd definitely make them go get tested or whatever, or like shooting up heroin every other freaking day. But, I mean, if you're off and you're clean, like, I would not look at your past like that and judge you.
Right.
Oh, you used to do heroin, you used to do cocaine. But you know what? You changed and made a difference for yourself. Like, I respect that. You can make that effort. But if you're sitting there and you're relapsing and shit like that, like, I don't want to be with you. No.
Right. Yeah, you got to go find them late at night and shit. Like, somebody just said, like, if they smoke crack, is it automatically no. Chat room is on fire, by the way. If you guys are not on, call in. Let us know how you feel about this subject. Would you date someone who has abused drugs or is still using drugs? And or sign into the Global 14 Radio chat room. We are heavy in there tonight. So, yeah, I'm tripping off of that. I know some people that were dating someone and they had a relapse. The person that they were dating had a relapse, and they came home and they had absolutely in the house. We're talking about light switches, coffee tables, carpets, everything was gone. So anyway, people call in 760-913-4119 if you got a story to show, a story to tell or share. All right, so let's take a quick commercial break again. We'll be right back with the Spilt Tea and the G Report.
Come here, let me motivate you to the point you can't enunciate my name. My hand, you speaking in another language, not even a foreigner could interpret it. Since you've been patient, we ain't gotta hesitate. I ain't gonna keep you waiting. Wanna show my appreciation, got some sensational to sit on your plate. I got a pop brawl, drop draws, I took it all on. So Once I'm Buck Lake, Michigan, I can crawl on. I got a lot of thug in me. It's cockiness. Now I got a lot of thug in me. We just cocking this, hugging me. Telling me he feeling like he's finna fall in love with me. Telling me that I'm the one and everything's so right. He wants to be stuck with me. My occupation is to motivate him and cultivate his mind frame to my time frame. Up through the night to the early. I'm a rider like I'm a neck and sucking dirty. Hope you ready to work it.
All right, welcome back, lifers. Let's get into the spill tea of the night, Renita. Here we are.
Need to bring that Kelly back. I was feeling that motivation. I was like, we need to make that longer. All right, everyone. This is your girl, Renita, with your spill tea for the day. Sarah Leal. If that name doesn't sound familiar, it will soon. She is the alleged mistress of Ashton Kutcher. Now, she did an interview with Us Weekly, and she claims that Ashton approached her first, and he also claimed that him and Demi were separated. Now, what's interesting is that Demi Moore was just on The View promoting the Lifetime movie 5 with Jennifer Aniston and Alicia Keys. And I noticed that normally the girls like to go in, especially if there's a hot topic on a celeb, but no one mentioned nothing about the marriage of Demi and Ashton. So I found that interesting. I'm sure Demi shot that down before she walked out. And what a coincidence that Jennifer Aniston, which Brad left her for Angelina Jolie, Alicia Keys, which Swizz Beatz got caught cheating with or sexting his ex jump off, and Demi Moore, which now is caught up in a cheating scandal, all did a project together. Crush, if you ask me, I think the Lord's trying to tell them something. Y'all got together. Jennifer Aniston sat them down and was like, girls, let me tell you the tea. Chris Tucker, please tell me that you're not broke. I'm praying that this story is not true. You Smokey, where's your Smokey money? Where's your Rush Hour money? Apparently rumors are surfacing more and more that Chris has not paid his mortgage on his Florida home, and he's about to lose it. Yo, Crush. I mean, should we start a donation plate on Global 14 for Chris Tucker? Like, what do you think?
Hell no. He should have saved his damn money. Shit. That's how I feel about it. He should have saved his damn money. But I heard an interview. No, but seriously, I did hear. I know we can't, but you know what? When Chris stopped cussing in his movies and stuff, and for whatever reason, and not to say that's a bad thing, but I think once he started doing that, I think people kind of like, okay, we cool on Chris. I don't know, but either way, I heard an interview probably maybe a week ago, and he was saying that he's still spending that Rush Hour money. So,
Oh, then maybe he's with Uncle Luke and them, you know, spending it on the strippers in Miami because he ain't paying it on his house. But you ain't heard that from me. The game proposed to his longtime baby mama, Tiffany Cambridge. Congratulations on that. But the real story is, and here is the scandal, ladies and gentlemen, he purposely had a camera guy representing TMZ and a camera guy representing MTV.
Right.
Now, you would think you propose, ooh, a moment, maybe a family member, a friend would record for history. Man, game, I'm really starting to believe 50 Cent. I think you're starting to do stuff just to stay relevant. And I don't know. Like, I mean, what are you going to put? The breakup next on Ustream? Like, for real? Sell it for pay per view?
I don't like
Shaking
Game.
My
I've
head
never
on
liked,
it.
I've never liked Game, ever, ever, ever. I can't even stand to hear his voice or hear him rap. It irritates me.
He was
That's
cool with G-Unit. But, I mean, he was cool with G-Unit, but now you're doing these little games and stuff, and I'm like, you grown, man. Get it together. The sweet tea for the day is what TV producer got caught talking smack about the Basketball Wives franchise. Apparently, this producer, which is well-known in the industry, claimed that at any time they can pull their power and pull the wives, any wife, off the series. So I don't know about this one. I will tell you this, that it is not Shawnee. Everyone's hit me
what?
And was like, it's Shawnee. It is not Shawnee. So does this mean Shawnee can get pulled too? I mean, they're trying to say they're going to pull the plug unless they get it together. So, ooh, that's another scandal. All right, guys, this is Renita with your split tea for the day. You can catch me here all the time, anytime on Real Talk Radio, on Global 14 Radio, and you can catch me also on Global 14 at Rock and Rolla, RockNRolla.
Yo, thank you so much, Renita, for dropping by. And if anybody knows what the sweet tea for the day is, call in 760-913-4119. All right, my boy ZZ up with the Z Report. What you got for us in World in Tech?
Just a few things today. It seems like it's been pretty dry. But it's funny that I talk about Beats by Dre yesterday because at one of their product launch events, they announced they'll be coming out with wireless headphones. The wireless headphones, they'll look just like the studios, and the headphones will connect to a Bluetooth device. And the headphones allow you to adjust the volume, skip tracks, and the power right there on the earpiece. And this product will be first available in Apple stores at the end of the year at the price of $279. I like that. They're going to be wireless. I really like that.
Yeah.
And then
Go ahead. You can go ahead.
Oh, no, keep going. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I saw that today, and I would love some wireless headphones as well.
And the thing I saw, they were cheaper than the regular studios, which that kind of surprised me.
We'll see.
And a recent research performed found out that marriages, when both spouses cared about materialistic things, those marriages didn't work out as well as a marriage where maybe only one partner or neither partner viewed materialistic things as a top priority. This finding doesn't really surprise me, and other studies have also shown that materialistic people were more anxious, depressed, and insecure than non-materialistic people. And this research was done on about 1,734 questionnaires from married couples.
That's crazy.
And then Google, if you own a stock in Google, you always do good. But today you found out some wonderful news because they had a magnificent third quarter. Google increased its profit by 26% and revenue by 37% in the third quarter. Google says that the net income in the 3 months ended September 30th grew to $2.73 billion. This is up from $2.17 billion a year ago at this period. And that number just goes to show Google does not disappoint.
No, they don't. Google has – I remember when I first found out about Google. I love Google. You can use Google. You can Google anything on – you can just go on Google and just search for anything pretty much. Like, I don't know anything that you can not – I don't know anything that you can put in the search bar and not turn up with an answer. Like, it's crazy.
Yes. Without Google, I would hate doing research reports. That would make everything absolutely horrible and dreadful.
That's too funny. Yeah, that's crazy. I love Google, though. Yesterday when I couldn't update my iPad, I just typed in exactly what it was, and I found a solution, and I was able to update my iPad. So I was really happy about that.
Yeah, it makes life simply a lot more – it makes everything in life so much more convenient. I mean, aside from the search engine, all the other things that they have, I mean, it's amazing. It's a gold mine.
Right. Yeah. And then, oh, someone said in the chat room, they were like, you can search yourself on Google. Yeah, you can. You can search a lot of people on Google. Google, especially with tweets. I mean, you can find all kinds of stuff on Google. So, yeah, you guys need to be careful. That's how a lot of people get caught up at work, because people tweet stuff and they think their page is private, or if they tweeted it while it was public and then pulled it private, like, that stuff is going to show up on Google. So you guys got to be very, very careful.
Yeah, definitely. But that's all I have for you today on the G Report.
Okay. Well, I always love when you do the G Report. I so appreciate it when you guys come through and give us your reports. So needed. I definitely, once again, I hope that people, you guys, call in. Tell us how you feel about the Conrad Murray case. Tell us how you feel about, you know, whether or not you would date someone who, you know, pretty much has been abusing drugs. I would really, really love to hear what people have to say. Hey, Renita. Hey, Renita.
Yes.
So I hate to put you on the spot, because I wanted to ask.
But
you, I wanted
know
to
I'm
ask
ready.
You, because I know you have. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you have something clever to say about that topic. Would you date somebody that was on drugs, or do you have a story? You got a story for every damn thing. So,
would I date someone on drugs? I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna say it depends on the drugs. If someone smokes marijuana and you're not a lazy smoker, then we can possibly work it out. But if you on some pipe with, like, in a corner with a spoon and a lighter, I'm sorry, I can't. I couldn't do it. I mean,
right.
Now, if they're recovering, you know, and I meet them after, you know, they've been, like, you know, a few years sober and all that, you know, I would definitely, you know, consider it. Would it be in the back of my mind? Yes, but I wouldn't, you know, hold that against them. I would see how the relationship goes. But if we're in a relationship and you start, I'm going to try to help you get in a rehab, and I'll be there for you. But as a relationship, no, I don't think I could do that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I feel you on that. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick
break. I mean, but you have a date. You got a
you
date. You say, oh, man, like, you got a date. Like,
you know
I
what?
Told you.
Let's mute Renita again. You know how I feel about Renita. We always got to mute her because, you know, she starts getting crazy. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Up next, we got Silk the Shocker. He will be on. And guess what? He gave us an exclusive. Let's go ahead and play this. This is Stupid by Silk the Shocker.
Bang him. Tell Mar to turn the track up, man. Listen. Yeah. I get stupid on him. Okay. I get stupid on yeah. This champagne, everything. That's stupid,
okay.
Homie. Step out. The boy's stupid clean.
Stupid clean.
I'm crazy, y'all. I buy all kind of stupid things. And I'm about to show y'all what stupid means. 2,000 on him. That's some stupid jeans. She said she like me, cause I smooth talk. I'm out this world, shorty, come and take a moonwalk. She thinks I'm dreaming right, nah, just chill. You ain't gotta pinch yourself, this real. I live life like a movie, they don't yell cut. We just do it all again when we wake up. We've all known them right, they just mad. Cause I got a bunch of rides, Six Flags. I get stupid on them, stupid on them. The watch is you, sick, that's stupid, homie. I get stupid on them, the car and trip, crazy, that's stupid, homie. I get stupid on them, I get stupid on them. Now you know what to do to get stupid on them. Get stupid on them, get stupid on them. Now you know what to do to get stupid on them.
All right, welcome back, lifers. That was an exclusive song called Stupid by our special guest tonight. our man, is now live with us. What up, Silk? What's going on, homie?
What's good with y'all? I'm chilling, man. You know, chilling.
Yeah, first, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule today. That song was hot. Love it. Welcome back, by the way. Where the hell you been?
Working, man. just on my business stuff for a second, but, you know, I'm back for a minute. I'm back, you know, trying to do it up.
Okay. Well, I wanted to share something with you. When I was stationed in Shreveport, Louisiana, Barksdale Air Force Base, 96-98, No Limit was everywhere. Like, I have a CD case full of nothing but No Limit artists. Let me see. Right now I'm looking at Mia X, Mama Drama, your album, Charge It to the Game, Master P, The Last Dawn. I got Mystical up in here. I got TRU, No Limit Soldiers. This is when you could buy CDs. Yeah, yo, when you can buy the CD singles, I don't know how many people actually got, you know, a whole bunch of CD singles laying around like I do. But, yo, I got some C-Murder in this joint. And last but not least, rest in peace to Soulja Slim. From what I was told was my shit. I promise you, like, we was all in uniform right after work. Throw it on, and we was all outside drinking and just playing that in uniform, funky and everything.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I
consider No Limit like a true dynasty. Like, your whole family is talented. So I definitely, you know, we salute you. So I have a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With Maybach Music, Young Money, Cash Money, you know, with them out there, do you think No Limit paved the way for these guys?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I would hope that, you know, I would hope they would say it. Like, I would hope, like we would say, Scarface and Rap-A-Lot did a lot for helping the South movement. But, I mean, they don't owe that to us, but I think, I would think they would say it, if anything. You know what I'm saying? I think we just did what we did and opened the doors for anybody, and I think that's what separates us from everybody else.
Yeah, definitely. So I hear No Limit is about to bless us with some new music and possibly a TV station. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I think what it is, man, by us doing what we did, I think we just had collectively all came together and was like, you know, let's try to do it again. But we ain't got to do what we did before, but, you know, just put some good music out, help out the cause, right, or keep music, you know, keep hip-hop going. And then what we did was we liked where the station BET was at, but we also figured, like, it's enough room for another station as well. So, you know, with some good content, you know what I'm saying, some good little stuff going on. So that's what we came up with, the BBTV. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. I can see that happening. I can definitely see that happening. So speaking of TV, though, have the Millers ever thought about doing a reality TV show? Because you guys got a huge-ass family.
I know, and actually, you know what, and we get asked about that all the time, and I'm actually doing my own show, and I know Rome is doing one, and they keep asking us to all put it together, but you know how crazy that would be, but it would make fun of the show, I ain't gonna lie, because I know in my family, I know in my household, I know in P's and everybody's household, it's just madness all the time, so that actually would, if I had to produce it, that would be one of the biggest shows, because it's just always crazy, so it's always something.
Yeah, like, even speaking of, like, how's it being Lil Romeo's uncle? Well, he's not little anymore, but he went from Nickelodeon star, heartthrob, now he's like a young sex symbol and getting chased by all these cougars. Like, what do you tell him? What kind of advice do you give to him with all this stuff going on? I'm sure he gets, I'm sure he gets chased.
Oh, yeah. Nah, it's funny you say that because, me and Rome talk a lot, and I give him a lot of advice on stuff and all that. But it's so funny because I know girls who used to be like, he's cute. Like, he's cute. Like, and you ain't have to really worry about it. And now it's like, if you with a girl, you got to really worry about it. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, it's not, because, you know what I'm saying, girls are go for a younger dude. So
yeah,
it's to a point where it's all fair game. Like, you can't say, oh, she's way older now. He's only 20. She's 30. It's still, she's looking at him like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I have to keep him, everybody, some people away from him, but, you know, he's a grown man. He knows how to handle his business, so he's a good dude, too. So, you know, it's all good, all love.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy. Yo, tell his little little young, little almondy ass, he need to come on the show.
Okay, you got that. I guess you got that. No
yeah, because the ladies, you know, on Global 14, I mean, the ladies love him. Everybody loves him, but we got a lot we can ask him. So let him know, like, he's more than welcome to come on the show. So speaking of your fam again, how is your mother, T. Murder, holding up? I heard you guys were appealing a case. You know, can you share anything on that with us?
Yeah. Yep, actually, nah, if you hear the news, I mean, it's looking really good. I mean, I tell everybody, this is real talk to everybody, like, if that was my brother and he did the crime, I'd just be like, I wouldn't fight for him. I'd just be like, man, you got to do what you got to do as a man. But the fact that I know he didn't do it and the facts is there, and I know everybody's eyes are closed, he actually went up for appeal because they overturned it twice. And it's not because we have money. It's not because any other thing. It's just because that system is crazy, and it could be any of us in that system. So I want everybody to look at the facts and know that. And so he just had an appeal here, and it's looking real good. I mean, his lawyers made the DA look, you know, crazy. So I think he's a good chance. He should be coming out. Everybody keep their prayers up on that. But yeah.
Oh, definitely. I know this has been going on for a long time, and I know that, like you said, people have their eyes closed. But yeah, keep us updated on that. We would love to hear more as it develops. You know, we'll stay tuned to your Twitter and everything else. So I got a question from the ladies on Global 14. Are you single?
Who is single these days? Are you? Because I'm saying, who is really single? So I can't say I'm single. I'll be lying to you because I don't know if you're single. Nobody's single, but you know, somehow, you know how that is. So
yeah,
I'm not that I'm sitting around the house looking for somebody because I'm not. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, what you saying is, you know that if you don't say, if you say you're single right now, you're gonna be trouble when you hang up the damn phone. I know what that means.
I'm not waiting around, so I'm good. Trust me, I'm good, so, you know, at this point, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? So I'll leave it at that, you know. So
I'm going to leave you alone because you sound real nervous right about now, so we're going to move on. All right, so tell us where we can find you and what do you have coming up next?
I did a couple movie projects. We actually about to do this basketball movie. I got a comedy coming out with me and Lil Duval, G Thing, a couple of guys, Michael Blackson. So that's coming out real soon. And then we're doing a basketball and we're doing a faith-based movie after that. Called, you know, so that's gonna be good. And just like, you know, my Twitter, you know, Silky Shaka, Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, so Shaka World, my website. So just stay posted because I'm into a lot of stuff, but right now I'm heavy into, like, getting my business together. Took a little break and really got successful at that, and I like doing it. I've always been a behind-the-scenes type of guy. I never really wanted to rap, even though I feel like I'm at my best right now. But right now I'm just doing it for hobby, and whatever happens for it is good. I'm putting my best music out, and it's good, but I love just being a business dude. So that's front and foremost. You know, I got a little man, you know, he raps now, so I'm trying to raise him right.
Okay, I love hearing this. You know, I see your focus. Definitely keep us posted. And anytime, like, anybody from the family, let them know, like, come on the show. Tell us what you guys got coming up. We would love to have you. And also, you probably can't see the chat room. I know when we're done with this interview, you might have a whole bunch of pictures coming at you on global14.com, just to warn you, ladies is in here getting ready to send you some pictures. So don't be alarmed when you sign back in. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry I didn't do it, but.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good.
All right, so on a personal note, though, before we go, I was reading your tweet, and I couldn't help but notice the depth of the most beautiful little angel, Jayla Taylor. Like, can you share with our listeners a little bit about this tragedy and where people can donate to her family?
Yes, it's actually, man, it's something touched me. You know, I go to church also as well, so I get my blessings and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a member. It's also her mom is an inspiring I'll tell you the story. It was about a week and a half ago, and a truck clipped the mom and the daughter on a freeway. They flipped over like 3 times, and the mom got burnt 95% of her body. She's in the hospital fighting for her life now. Her name is actually Jelani Taylor is her name. If you Google it, you see it. She's a beautiful, awesome singer. Her name is spelled G-I-L-A-N-I, last name Taylor. And but her daughter was trapped in a car and she didn't make it out. So she's actually, you know, burned and she didn't make it. So we recently had a funeral for her like yesterday. So that was special. And I want to send a special shout out to Pastor Mark Jackson and Pastor Desiree and True Love Worship Center International, because they did a great job at you know, just letting her go home going. So it's just such a thing because I knew him so well, grew up with, you know, with her dad and stuff like that. So it's a touching thing. But if you want to, you know, donate some stuff, donate anything to her, they'll appreciate it. You can go to Jayla, J-A-L-Y-A, Taylor.com. And all information is right there. So, yeah, and, you know, just definitely send a prayer out to her mom. My mom's in the hospital. They said it was only given an hour to live, but, you know, by miracle, it's been a week and a half, and she's you know, she's coming around. So that's just something right there we're dealing with. You know, so
Can't imagine. I'm telling you, I can't imagine going through something like that. And I definitely applaud you for, you know, helping out with the situation and tweeting about it, because – Your page was full of tweets about it, and I wouldn't have never known about it, but definitely, you know, thank you so much for shedding light and also, you know, giving us the story. I mean, I'm speechless on that. I can't imagine having to go through something like that. I have a niece and two nephews, and, you know, I have a nephew that's her age, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, wow, I can't imagine. So, whew. All right, so
Absolutely. Once again,
definitely appreciate you stopping by. When you start dropping stuff, feel free, hit us up. We would love to have you back. Give us an update. I don't care what it is. Definitely just stop by. Make sure Romeo's asked. Tell him he need to come on over here so we can go ahead and grill him, because we got some stuff to ask him. But you know,
I got you.
Let the family know. Like, seriously, let them know. Come on, Global 14 Radio. You know, we have some fun. So, thank you.
Absolutely. Now, I just want to shout out everybody, you know, everybody listening. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep doing y'all thing, and, you know, got support over here from me, and, you know, just keep doing y'all thing. And 100 to everybody and who everybody's involved. And God bless, you know, and I'm here. So anytime you need me, you know, I'm here. So it's all good.
All right. God bless you, too.
All
right. Have a good night.
Yep.
All right. All right, lifers, that was the man himself. That was Silk the Shocker. If you missed it, we played an exclusive. We had a very good talk with him. Him and his family continue to do good things. They're blessed. I mean, I just, you know, when it comes to the No Limit family, I don't think anybody could ever say, oh, well, you know what, they didn't make their mark. They made their mark, and they continue to make their mark. So once again, I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank our guests. Tomorrow is a fun day, so we're going to have a whole lot of fun. I have a special guest that's going to co-host tomorrow as well with me and ZZ. I want to thank JD. I want to thank our listeners, as usual, the lifers. You know, continue to support us. Our numbers continue to go up. I'm so happy. I'm so glad you guys continue to log on and listen to us every single day. You can find us on global14.com and Twitter at global14 and at G14 Radio. That's G14 Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio. LTL for life. Good night.
This is Global 14 Radio. Yeah. So, death.
Talk on Global Fortune Radio.